Acting with an accent, staged dialect instruction by David Alan Stern. The accents of West Indies and Black Africa. Of course, there are different accents in different parts of these regions. And of course, there's not one accent which is exactly the same between the West Indies and Black African states. What we're going to do here is to start with a basic West Indian sound, basically a Jamaican, Trinidad sort of sound. Then we're going to modify it slightly and have it become a dialect which can suffice for most of the Black African languages. Lesson one, creating the resonance or the tone focus and muscularity of the West Indies Black African dialect. Now, before we study the specific changes that take place in the pronunciation of the vowels and the consonants, we got to first look at changes that take place in what I'm calling here resonance or tone focus. Changes in the actual timbre or vibratory characteristics of the voice. These are changes that happen not only on certain specific vowels and consonants that change, but throughout the entire utterance that you speak. A total change in the characteristics of the voice. In my approach to dialect and accent training, I talk about a point of focus, a spot or a point in or around the mouth where you can experience or feel most of the vibration taking place, most of the energy concentrating or focusing in that spot. Now, in the standard American dialect, or the standard American dialect, which I just switched back into, I locate that spot or that point of focus in the middle of the mouth, about halfway between the middle of your tongue and your palate, and the place where, if you stuck your fingers into the hollows of your cheeks and opened your mouth, the place where your fingers would come together in the middle of your mouth if your cheeks were flexible enough to permit them to meet. But for the West Indies and Black African dialects, the point of focus moves way forward in the mouth, way forward. The whole muscularity of the mouth moves forward to a point which involves the lips a whole lot. It's a point way in the front of the mouth that's encircled by the lips. It's characterized by a gliding forward, a total gliding forward and gliding back of the lips as the lips almost surround the sound. So you kind of feel this point of focus up in the very front of the mouth, perhaps in front of the teeth, surrounded in a wide way by the upper and lower lip. Let's conceptualize this for a minute before we actually start making adjustments in the movements of the lips. Think about counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, don't just think about it. Count it right along with me. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, your normal voice. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You'll feel that vibration kind of inside your mouth, sometimes in the front of the mouth, in the middle or back, depending upon what area you're from, what dialect you're speaking. But with that Jamaican sound, you're going to feel that sound go forward, stretch and forward. Feel that sound come out wide into the front of the mouth. So let me have you count 1, 2, 3 in your normal voice. Go ahead. Now try to imagine or visualize that sound going forward into the lips there, a kind of a full open sound in the lips in front of the teeth. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now feel the sound come back into the middle. 1, 2, 3. Now, let that sound glide forward again. 1, 2, 3. Glide back. 4, 5, 6. Glide forward, stretching that sound forward. 4, 5, 6. Letting it slip back into the mouth. 7, 8, 9. Let me glide up the throat again. 7, 8, 9. Now, in addition to simply imagining that point of focus going forward, see now if you can almost feel energy, vibration, sensation on the tissue. You feel the vibration right in the middle of your cheeks, in the middle of the mouth, perhaps over the back of your tongue. 1, 2, 3. And now as you imagine that sound stretching forward, you feel it in the lips, with your lips sort of open wide and stretch forward around it. 1, 2, 3. Feeling the vibration back and conceptualizing it, almost imaging it, visualizing it in the middle of the mouth. 4, 5, 6, and 4, 5, 6. Let's count 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Way forward in front of the teeth, you feel and experience the resonance there. We gotta go now to exercise 2. It's not enough for most of you to imagine that spot of focus changing. We're actually gonna have to do something now with the lips. And what I want you to do first is sort of just reach forward. Reach forward with the lips, like you're pushing your lips out. The mouth is open and you push the lips out. Don't try to purse your lips like you're gonna whistle and then push. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You don't want that sort of thing. You want to open your lips wide. And as the lips are open wide, they glide forward. And it's almost like the lips are coming around the sound. You have that image that the sound is out there. It's escaping from your mouth. And you want to push the lips forward to catch it and envelop it for a few more minutes. 1, 2, 3. Let's do the alternation again. I'll count 1, 2, 3. You repeat. Now, glide those lips forward. Open the mouth. Glide them forward. 1, 2, 3. Don't try to rush it. Do it nice and slow. 1, 2, 3. Your mouth is open wide. And the lips are stretching forward around the sound. 4, 5, 6. Normal. Stretch it forward. Open wide. 4, 5, 6. Don't push too hard. You don't want 4, 5, 6. You push too much, push into it, and you're going to immobilize your mouth. You don't want to do that. Now, as you're continuing this exercise here, as you're getting this visual image that your lips are coming forward and surrounding the sound, I want you also to think that the lips come forward and surround the sun, and then at the end of the sun, they can relax and go back. You gotta have flexibility in the mouth and tongue there to pronounce the consonants there, you know. So you can't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It glides forward around the sun and then comes back. Forward, back, forward, back, forward, back. So let's go again here. 1, 2, 3. 1. By the time I get to the end, the lips are coming back again. 1, 2. It's not 2, 3 with the lips staying out there, but 2, back. 3, back out of the E. 4, 5, 6. Gonna go 4. But then we gotta come back for 5. We gotta make 5 with the lips, you know, for the consonant. So you can't have the lips pushed out there. 4, 5. No, you gotta let them come back. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. Open, glide the lips forward. 7, 8, 9. But the lips still gotta move a lot. You can't immobilize them, no. Let's count 1 to 10 now. Get that sense that the lips are gliding forward, surrounding the sound. You feel the vibration, you feel the energy. The whole impulse to talk starts with the lips. Instead of starting with the back of the tongue or with a kind of a mumble in the standard American, as soon as your brain says talk, the lips glide forward and it activates them lips and puts them forward there. Let's count 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, one other feature here. Perhaps we call this exercise 3. You can't just think a gliding lips forward with the front part of the lips. You don't want to just purse the middle of the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You get another kind of sound that way. Instead, when you're thinking now of gliding the lips forward, think of the whole lip. Think of the whole upper lip up to the nose there. Right under the nostril. The muscles on that part of the lip right under the opening of the nostril. That's got to glide forward too. The whole thing. It's like the whole front of the face moving forward. Also, the bottom lip, right down there, attached to the chin. That part's got to go forward too, and it's got to glide. So it's not just pursing the middle of the lips, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That doesn't sound like it's from the islands, you know. But that whole front of the mouth with the face gliding forward there. Once again now. 1, 2, 3. You're open and the whole lip comes forward. 1, 2, or 3. 4, 5, 6. You're open and you feel right under the nose and above the chin. 4, 5, 6. That whole lip comes forward, then releases, then comes forward, then releases. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, the last exercise here can sometimes sound a little foolish. But if you go in front of a mirror, and you do sort of imitate a fish. Imitate what some of them fish look like when they come up to the aquarium and they go to you almost like they're going forward with the lips and back. Forward with the lips and back. But it's that whole thing. It'll go, since you haven't got a camera on me right now. So I got to make sounds. Like I'm going, forward, back. Forward, back. Stretching the whole face back and forth. Then you got to sort of talk with that. And you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or you say, good morning. Good morning. Stretch. It stretches that on good. It comes back. Morning comes back on then. Good morning. How are you today? How are you today? Stretching it forward. Open wide stretch. Forward around the sound. Now, this is going to be real important for changing pronunciation on a lot of the sounds. Also, this basic way that the lips are moving and that the muscularity happens is going to work for both the West Indies and for the Black African. We make some of the refinements between them later. For right now, we're starting with basically an island pattern and we'll sort of flatten it out later on in the tip. So follow along now and remember that when you are doing the pronunciation changes, this has got to happen in conjunction with this resonance focus. Otherwise, you're going to sound like someone who's changing vowels but still has an American accent or a British accent or whatever accent you're starting with. So you might want to go back and work through this lesson a few more times before going on. But this now is the end of lesson 1.